This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free if you want to join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And it's Johnson.
And Will.
So, we literally just got in here moments before...
Call me Chilly Willy tonight.
We were supposed to go on the air. It is pouring snow outside in Keene, New Hampshire, actually across New Hampshire, and I just had the fun time of driving in it all the way from Manchester. Luckily, made it here alive. The toll-free number, again, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Some bad news in the world of Bitcoin trading. This story from news.bitcoin.com, and I know you were interested in this one, Will. It is about local Bitcoins. A Detroit man has been sentenced to a year and a day for operating a so-called unlicensed Bitcoin business, boasts the Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office, District of Maine, in a press release dated December 4th. An action involving many different agencies and bureaus over two states resulted in the arrest, plea, and jailing of Sal Mancy for not registering his peer-to-peer Bitcoin sales and profit with the requisite agency. According to the story, Local Bitcoins is a peer-to-peer exchange allowing buyers and sellers of cryptocurrencies to safely trade and is generally to get rid of or hold of fiat paper, meaning that you can exchange your Bitcoin for money, for the dollar, for the U.S. dollar. You can exchange the dollar for the Bitcoin. Either way, increasingly this service is in particular being targeted by U.S. federal law enforcement authorities who, in spite of lawmakers' pronouncements about Bitcoin not being a currency, are invoking currency statutes to prosecute Bitcoin.
Of course they are.
Detroit's Sal Mancy is the third such case. Mr. Mancy was investigated for a year as he exchanged Bitcoin through Local Bitcoins. The Department of Justice, U.S. Treasury Department, Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Homeland Security Investigations, and the Saco, Maine Police Department were set upon Mr. Mancy as a result. He is said to have trafficked in $2.4 million U.S. dollars worth of Bitcoin during a two-year stretch beginning in the summer of 2013. And over a one-year period through June of 2015, agents traded with Mancy two times in slightly more than six Bitcoin, which at that time was only worth about $2,000 each, or excuse me, $2,000 total. Their yield, they were able to pin exactly one count of violating 18 U.S.C. Section 1960 by unlawfully operating an unlicensed money-transmitting business, in this case a business dealing in the virtual currency Bitcoin, according to court documents. Mancy faced up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine, but he took a plea deal and ended up with just 1 year in prison, and I believe there's probably some fine here. Yeah, $118,000 in fines, and he will be on 3 years additional supervised release. And I think it's, you know, these cases are fascinating because it's really, in my opinion, it's another example of the government just throwing its weight around and intimidating people into taking plea deals because my understanding is, unless you are doing the moving of money from one person to another and you're the intermediary, then you're not a money transmitter. Meaning that if you want to buy Bitcoin from me and I sell you Bitcoin, whether we do it directly in person, whether you hand me cash and I give you Bitcoin into your Bitcoin wallet, or you're online using a site like Local Bitcoins, connecting with me digitally on this website, and then you put cash into a bank account or something like that. That's frequently how it's done on Local Bitcoins, or those sometimes they'll send you like a gift card or something like that. There are different ways to receive the funds. What is fundamentally the difference there? Are they saying, is the government going to try to say that it's money transmission when a individual purchases something directly from a digital good, directly from another individual? Because that seems to be what they're saying here. Because when you're selling something on local Bitcoins, and there are hundreds of sellers on that site at any given moment around the globe, it's not a transmission. It's not like, well, you're giving me money to then give to Johnson and paying me for that service. That's what a money transmitter is as far as a legal definition, as I understand it. That's what money transmission is. Now, go ahead.
Basically what happened here is this guy broke out of the bankster, you know, modern system prison, and this is that public whipping that all slaves get when they try to break away from the master.
Right.
You know, and that's literally what's going on here.
And they want to show the rest of the slaves.
That's right. They're letting all the rest of the little slaves know, if you do this, if you try to break out of the, if you don't kiss the ring, come kiss the ring. If you come kiss the ring, we'll leave you alone. Come be Coinbase. Come and kiss the ring.
Right.
And we'll let you be.
Get your licenses.
You know, but if you don't kiss the ring and you try to bring yourself out of poverty and create wealth for yourself without kissing the ring, oh, well, not only are we going to take that from you, we're going to take everything that you have ever had and everything you ever will have.
Right. We'll take you away from your family.
You'll be
in a cage.
You'll be in the chains of debt to the state. You'll lose your passport. If you're in debt to the state, they'll take your passport. So now you're stuck here. You can't leave. You are literally a slave stuck within a prison. America becomes a prison for you that you can never escape.
And according to the story here, the third case in the row of this nature, two of them are from Michigan. Detroit and the word blight are almost synonymous these days, says news.bitcoin.com. So federal law enforcement's targeting of Mr. Mansi is doubly curious. He appeared to be one of the few residents making things happen financially in Detroit. Mansi used his company, TV Toys, with a Z at the end of toys, to store his Bitcoin profits, triggering all manner of allegations of money laundering, fraud, and lack of money services business license. Now, money laundering, as I understand it, again, I'm not an attorney. Please, if you've got a better understanding of this stuff, feel free to call in toll free at 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. As I understand it, money laundering is taking the proceeds of illegal transactions. So the classic example would be selling drugs.
Yeah.
Something that the government says is illegal. You have made money from that, you, the theoretical you out there. You've made money off of illegal transactions. And money laundering would be to engage in some sort of an activity to take the illegal proceeds and make them appear as though they were legal. Meaning, you know, the
cover business.
Yeah. So in Breaking Bad, the television program that was very, very successful about meth dealing, they had a cover business of a car wash. So nice cash business where, you know, you've got all this cash that's coming in from selling drugs. The idea is you make it look like the car wash is busier than it actually is. So there's all this money on the books that didn't actually come from car wash customers. They literally were washing that money with that business.
Right.
And I don't see how selling Bitcoin on local Bitcoin is money laundering, because they're not saying that Mansi was selling drugs. They're not saying that he was...
Well, what they're saying, say he's a trader.
Uh-huh. Trader.
A trader.
He's trading things.
Say he's a trader, and he trades altcoins and makes money in that way. Well, what they're saying is the trading of altcoins is money transmission. So that's illegal activity.
So the trading itself was the illegal activity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, that's...
And the thing is, they... I think you're probably right. That's probably going to be their argument. The thing is...
If I can think of it, they can.
They've never had to make a case. They've never had to make the actual case for what you're saying.
Yeah.
They can just say whatever they want when they charge these people, and as long as they take a plea deal, we don't get to find out whether their charges would actually hold any kind of merit in
a
court.
Then they're going to have to make a decision on what is Bitcoin.
They can't. They haven't. There's different opinions. The FinCEN says it's a currency. IRS says it's a commodity.
That decision will have to be made. If the court's decision, whatever, if there's ever a trial, whatever the judge declares, if they're found guilty, well, then according to the law, Bitcoin's a currency, and that means it will then have to be treated as a currency from that point forward.
Let's continue here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. Will people be worshiping a robot god in the near future? This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial toll toll-free here. Bring up what you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. We're talking about Bitcoin because, well, people are talking about Bitcoin. I was actually at a meeting today with some bankers at the credit union, one of the credit unions here in New Hampshire, and they are very interested in Bitcoin, but they're also scared of the federal government. It's the federal government that is really getting in the way of people, you know, bringing Bitcoin into their operations, especially at like the banking kind of level. These people are genuinely interested. The banking manager told me that she had just seen a show called, I think it was Big Bang Theory, where I guess they spent an entire episode focusing on Bitcoin.
I watched the show, but I'm not up to date at all.
I guess this is the most recent
humor
one.
But that's really interesting.
Yeah, but there were TV shows doing Bitcoin episodes years ago. I mean, they did one about like the creators. The attorney for Satoshi Nakamoto.
This is a fictional show, I guess, and so it's like all about Bitcoin. Yeah, from what I understand. Now, I've never seen it, but she said this is like the newest episode. People are talking about Bitcoin. She says her friends are talking about it at, you know, like dinner parties or whatever. So it's on people's minds. If you want to go and learn more about Bitcoin, just go to Bitcoin.com. Great site to get started, to learn the basics. It's not too late, even though you're seeing what appear to be a crazy price, right? Like $17,000 for one Bitcoin. That seems impossible to achieve. Well, the news is you don't have to get one Bitcoin. This is what most people don't know, is if you want to get Bitcoin, you can get $20 worth. You can go to a Bitcoin vending machine, or you can go on Coinbase, or, you know, there's local Bitcoins.
I don't think you can get $20 worth anymore, because if you buy $20 worth, you won't get, it'll all be gone in fees before it ever gets to your wallet.
Well, I wouldn't recommend buying as low as $20 worth, but I think that
I haven't heard that to be able to buy $20 worth before they broke it.
I haven't heard that Coinbase has restricted the amounts that you can buy, because if you're buying from Coinbase, all their transactions are going on their own site, so they're not actually putting those transactions on the blockchain. They're doing it all sort of what they call off-chain. So when you're on Coinbase, which I don't recommend Coinbase generally, but it is a fine way for a newbie to get into buying some Bitcoin.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you're on Coinbase and you send Bitcoin to another Coinbase user, there's actually no fee. Sort of like how when you're on PayPal and you send to another PayPal, it's like a personal transaction, they won't charge you a fee there. So once you take your Coinbase Bitcoin and you want to move it out of Coinbase into your own personal wallet, that's when they hit you with the fee. So I think that you can probably still buy $20 at a time and then sort of accumulate it in your Coinbase account. It's when you want to move it out of the Coinbase system is when they hit you with that. So go to Bitcoin.com. You can learn a lot more about Bitcoin there. They've got the news site, which is where we're reading this news from, about another person who is now going to a prison cell for selling Bitcoin.
Right. Well, it's because, you know, you were talking about the TV shows, mentioning it. Weren't the first TV shows to mention it, like the, you know, like the cop dramas, the investigatory shows.
The good ones.
Like, you know, CSI or something like that, you know, where they're like, it's being used to buy only the criminals on the dark nets. Right. And they're like, buying Bitcoin, like, enhance.
Well, no, actually.
Enhance.
The very first time that I saw it was on The Good Wife, which is like this really left-leaning, like, lawyer show, you know.
Right.
And she's supposedly the attorney for Satoshi Nakamoto.
Okay.
And they want him to give up Satoshi's private keys, and he's refusing, and they're trying to throw him in jail for refusing. And it turns out at the end that they kind of imply that he and like this group of like tech geeks that he knows are Satoshi Nakamoto, like that they're this group of people, but like they don't cast.
That's what I've heard. I've heard it's a group.
Elon Musk.
They don't cast Bitcoin in a negative light, though. They actually cast it in a fairly positive light.
That's good. That's good to know.
You know, so
Elon Musk is building a tunnel. He's digging a tunnel with Bitcoin. That's
yeah, doesn't he have like some sort of super fast rail thing that's yes. going to be going through that
But
tunnel?
No, I actually literally have heard, like, there are some people that seriously have theories that Elon Musk is
Satoshi Nakamoto. Yeah. There are a lot of theories out there about Satoshi Nakamoto. For those that don't know, that's the anonymous creator of Bitcoin, which, again, it's at record highs, by the way. I don't think we mentioned that. It did touch a record high today of over $17,500.
This is impossible. Jim Cramer said it was going to crash.
Today,
bad like money.
He's going to keep saying that.
Record high day. You've got Bitcoin at record highs, Dash at record highs, Litecoin at record highs. It's like if you're a cryptocurrency trader, yo, today is like woohoo day.
No. So, this is concerning. The fact that people who are selling Bitcoin on localbitcoins.com are being accused of being an unlicensed money transmitter. I mean, I'm sorry. I want to see the evidence in these cases. Because
we say Bitcoin is money all the time, so, you know, like...
Yeah, but it's still not money transmission.
Yeah,
because if
you're missing a piece of the puzzle for it to be money transmission.
Look, there's all these video games out there that have their own in-game currencies. Mm-hmm. So you got, like, the World of Warcraft, you know, EverQuest. I don't know if anybody plays, you know, EverQuest these days, but maybe they still do. But these online, massively multiplayer online role-playing games... what was the one? Second Life. That's not a role-playing game. But yeah, they got the Lindens. And so
World of Warcraft.
Second Life. I'm still waiting for one of these online, like, Second Life virtual reality kind of systems, especially the chat-based one. Second Life was a little different, I think, in that Second Life had an economy. I mean, they were kind of scammy in that it was completely centrally controlled by Linden Labs, and then
they
were doing some really funky things with their currency to kind of, you know...
But if I
take money
to.
From people, but if you had one of these online economies that was based on a cryptocurrency with one of these virtual reality environments, I mean, there were people making massive livings on Second Life, creating weird virtual goods. I mean,
and
obviously the modern example of this now is probably CryptoCats. But I mean, imagine if that was like a virtual environment. It's interesting that we haven't really seen something like this take off yet, because that kind of economy could be explosive.
Well, hasn't World of Warcraft really already shown us that this whole argument about the need for a state backing of a currency for it to be valuable or valid is completely bogus, because you literally have state-backed currencies. You have some of them tagged to the wall over here that World of Warcraft money is worth
more than
more money.
You're referring to the Venezuelan Bolivar.
Yes, I mean, that's insanity. So
it is. So what I was bringing the video games up for was, you know, if I go and I play one of these online games and I want to, or I build up a character, right? Like a character at a level 70 and he's got, you know, the bastard sword or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, it's a very rare item that the person has. And I'm like, you know, I just don't have time for this game anymore, but somebody might want this character. You can, in some of those games, you can sell the character on, like, eBay or some other, you know, online sales system, and somebody may very well be willing to pay real money, you know, U.S. dollars, to purchase that character from you so they can go and instantly jump up to level 70 and have the bastard sword. And is that money transmission? Is that, you know, a money services business when you're selling digital goods?
You can literally buy the digital money itself in some of these games. You can pay $20 for a million gold pieces.
That's right. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's talk about nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. By the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending $150 a month. If that's the situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. You can visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more, and then use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get 10% off your order. Every time you order, your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So go to SimplifyMySupplements.com, and yes, they do take Bitcoin, but you'll need to reach out to, directly to them, contact them to get the Bitcoin deal, and don't forget to mention code FTL to receive 10% off your order at SimplifyMySupplements.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. More about these Bitcoin traders getting brought up on federal criminal charges coming up here. But first, David in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to bring up a conversation you were having last night about why you have so few, such a small variety of callers.
Okay.
Why there are so many chronic callers.
Yeah.
I was wondering whether you really believed that was whether that was a real question, whether you really were curious why there's so few callers.
Well, I mean, I don't have any explanation. I mean, we're on more radio stations now than we, you know, have ever been,
right.
Historically. Right. But we actually had more callers when we were a local show in Sarasota, Florida. Like, it was wall-to-wall phone calls back then. We tend to get a whole lot of calls on, like, Saturday nights because we have more bigger stations carrying the show, and they're carrying the show live. Not every station we have carries the show live during the week. So we do have a limited kind of exposure on weeknights, but it is interesting that a local show version of Free Talk Live was actually more caller participation than the national version, and it's been that way since day number one of syndication. But did you want to speculate?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the callers who have listened for a while, or people who might call who've listened for a while, realize that the callers are the entertainment.
Yeah,
they don't want to be the entertainment.
I see. I don't think it always has to be that way. I mean, like I said, I've always invited, like, libertarians out there to call in and share what exciting things are going on. Because, you know,
right.
to some extent, Free Talk Live functions as a talk show, but it also functions as kind of like a reality program. We are here in New Hampshire. There's a lot of stuff that happens here that we talk about frequently that is very, I think, very interesting activist kind of things. Like, you know, Will, you're launching your Malik Center, the
Saturday,
the mosque. It's finally happening. Took 3 months, but we finally got there. And well, I guess maybe I shouldn't jinx it. It's hopefully going to be on Saturday.
Right. If we don't get snowed out.
sometime this year. It's going to happen before the end of 2017.
Inshallah.
And so, you know, talking about the controversies that have happened with the government and threatening you guys and the videos that we made. So we talk about the things that are happening here. But, like, I know that libertarians elsewhere are doing things, I hope.
Sure.
You know, this could be a platform for them to talk about those things, but, you know, that doesn't happen. So it's not like, you know, everybody that calls into the show is entertainment. I mean, the whole show is supposed to be entertaining, and entertainment
right.
doesn't mean, you know, poking fun at somebody necessarily. I mean, we'll poke fun at Sarah because she's a communist and she believes that there are people living on the moon and that the moon landing was fake and so on and so forth.
They really need to improve traffic on the moon.
You know, when somebody says something that deserves to be poked fun of, we're going to poke fun at it. If somebody calls in with some ideas that we think are good, we might try to find some holes in the ideas so maybe they could possibly get better. I mean, I get what you're saying.
Or make fun of them.
I call Free Talk Live all the time, like, the greatest untapped resource in the activist community, regardless of what side of the political spectrum you fall on. Because if you're a left-wing activist, you can call Free Talk Live and talk about whatever your little
sure.
thing is that you're doing.
If you're an anarchist, but you call, you're going to get called some sort of crazy nut job and hung up on.
Why would you
right?
be called a nut job if you're an anarchist and you
by
call
a room full of anarchists?
right, exactly.
No, but why would you get called a nut job if you're calling a show full of libertarians and voluntarists and anarchists?
Well, for the same reason that some of your co-hosts get called crazy.
Okay. Well, thank you for the input here tonight, David. Appreciate hearing
yep.
from you. So basically saying that people are afraid to call in to the show because they're afraid of being made fun of. And I just don't, I mean, I'm sorry, I just don't see that being the case. If you're not saying something ridiculous, then there's no reason to make fun of you. If you call in and you say the world is flat, then yeah, we're going to poke fun at you because that's ridiculous.
I poke at the guy from Pennsylvania all the time.
Oh, he's crazy.
He still calls back.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's crazy. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
It's absolutely ridiculous to believe that the world is flat anyway. Everyone knows that the world is a tube.
I thought it was a donut. Haven't you seen the toroidal Earth?
Oh yes, the toroidal, but yeah. it's a tube.
Well, that's kind of a tube.
Tube theory is only the but that's more of a spheroidal tube, I mean, yeah. A long tube.
It looks like a Tylenol.
It's actually this one. Perhaps a series of tubes.
This is a series of Tylenols.
That's a new one for me. So, yeah, I mean, look, the toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But, yeah, you will be heard by people, and your ideas will be questioned. They will be... We'll take it apart. We'll look at it. We'll get into the details on it. And if not, we can talk to ourselves. That's fine. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So we were talking about the attack on Bitcoiners, specifically those using the website localbitcoins.com. And they have gone after a few different folks. There's one person that this article didn't mention who I actually have gotten a letter from, who I sent a letter to first. His name is Morpheus, and his real name is Thomas Costanzo. I think it's Costanzo. He was arrested. He actually works with Ernest Hancock in Arizona, who's one of the hosts on LRN.FM, which is the Liberty Radio Network. He does the morning show, and you've co-hosted a few shows with him a few times from, like, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Will.
Yeah.
And so this guy had worked for Ernie. He was selling products, selling bitcoins on local bitcoins, and the feds came in with local cops, and they raided his home. And they arrested him, and ultimately they actually charged him with a few different things. They charged him with operating an unlicensed money transmission business. They charged him with money laundering, a couple of counts of money laundering. And they charged him with felon in possession of ammunition, because when they came and searched his home, they found some ammunition. They presumed that was his, so... Apparently, if you're a felon, you're not supposed to have that kind of thing. So that's what they initially arrested him for. And then the charges about the local Bitcoins action came later on. So they were raiding his house looking for evidence of local Bitcoin sales. They found ammunition, so they arrested him. As they looked at the evidence, they decided to charge him further with unlicensed money transmission and money laundering. But in the letter that he wrote to me... He's actually going for not guilty in this case. So he, at least not yet, he hasn't taken a plea deal. Now, sometimes the way to get a better plea deal is to say not guilty up front and then to get a better offer later on because they think you're going to go to trial, and so they make a better plea deal offer to you. So maybe he will end up taking a plea. But as of right now, he's not doing that. And in his letter, he actually says they are dropping the unlicensed money transmitter charges. So that leaves the money laundering charges, which he says they have no case on. Now, he can't talk about the case because that's what attorneys do, is they tell you, don't talk about the case. So we don't know the details on why he's saying that they have no case on the money laundering. But they've dropped the unlicensed money transmission charge, which is what they're getting all these other guys to plead guilty to. I thought that was interesting. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You want to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, head over to our forum. It's free. You can go to forum.freetalklive.com. It's been blowing up. There have been a lot of people applying over the forums, posting their introduction posts, and getting approved, and then having chats with other Free Talk Live listeners, discussions about not just show topics, but other things that weren't even talked about on the show, just issues that they want to talk about on their own. Head over to forum.freetalklive.com. You can get involved there. There's also other forums there that you might find interesting. There's cryptocurrency-related forums, forums about New Hampshire activism, and more. So it's a great way to get connected with not only Free Talk Live listeners and hosts, but also other people who living here in New Hampshire or are planning to make the move here, or people who just want to talk about cryptocurrency. It's all happening over at the Free Talk Live forum. So go to forum.freetalklive.com. As we continue, you summoned him, Will. Here he is, Ricky, in the Commonwealth on Skype. Go ahead.
Thank you there, Brother Ian. Now, you saw me. Now, I find that very, very hard to believe. Now,
what?
Will he? No, him summoning anybody. If I close my eyes, I can summon people. Him, the only thing he knows how to summon is the almighty dollar. Now, if I may...
I am pretty good at that.
His son I don't find very funny. Okay, now, if I may have a serious conversation with you and just you and me alone, if that's possible.
Who?
Is that possible?
Who's you?
Will?
Okay, Will. Go ahead. Yeah, I don't know absolutely. If I can guarantee that, but go ahead.
I don't know. Does he need to hide behind your skirt there, Ian?
Just go ahead.
Why does he all of a sudden sound like he's from Augusta?
Yeah.
He's like, boy, I say.
He believes he's the reincarnation of Jefferson Davis, the president of the...
Yeah, but Jefferson Davis wasn't from Augusta. He wouldn't have had an Augusta accent.
Well, he's trying. He lives in Pennsylvania. He's trying.
From Tennessee, right there, we'll see.
I am from East Tennessee. We have a completely different accent there than all the whole rest of the state. I'm from Appalachia.
Hey, you know what? You waste a lot of time moving your mouth with nothing pertinent. Now, let me talk to you about something important. Okay, now, I don't know about you, but I personally value human life. Do you, Will?
Absolutely.
All right. How about 1,939 soldiers died? 1,750 of them Confederate. What are your thoughts on that quickly before I continue with you?
All life is precious.
Well,
all life lost is a sad thing.
What about the money? Isn't the money funny? Honey? Come on, you laugh too much. Now, I'm a deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. You find that funny, too?
Yeah, I think you're very funny. That's me laughing.
You know why they're dying here, Will? Because people out there are looking at the money. There's people looking at subsidies. There are people starving to death here. There are people making money.
Who's starving to death?
You ain't here.
Are you telling me people are starving in Pennsylvania?
Because of the subsidies. It ain't just here. It's nationwide. It ain't just
there is no one starving in the United States.
He's like switching from North Georgia to Central Mississippi. He's like,
you know what? Don't laugh.
Well, I'm sorry. As someone who actually is from the South and has family who, literally all over the South, hearing you switch from regional accent to regional accent.
When you get your accent from Foghorn Leghorn, you know, it's just.
I get my accent from the spirit there, Brother Johnson. I'm Gnostic. You forget that. I can close my eyes and talk to people like on this show. Or maybe they
I think you're doing
me.
It right now.
Can you tell me.
No, talk to Brother Mark. Maybe he can explain it to you.
Can you tell me what Cygoglin is?
Excuse me?
Can you tell me what Cygoglin is? If you got an accent like that, then you got to know what Cygoglin is.
I know one thing. You know what you are? You're the devil in disguise. You know, you're a fraud, Will, because I know who you are. Because if I'm in the right mood, but I'm very busy, I'm very, very thinking about opening an investigation on you. You know why? You want to know why, Will? I'll tell you why if you like. Because your kind of tactics and what you do to others, see, I don't care about as an example.
What are you alleging? I mean, you just called this man a fraud. You've provided no evidence whatsoever. What are you alleging?
I'm a legend that is in his mind.
You're de-legend. Alleging.
He is just like his ancestors. That's what he
that's
is.
Not a, no, like, that's not, that's, no, that's not, no, that's not, no, that doesn't count.
I am just like my ancestors. My ancestors helped shuttle slaves from the South to the North. So,
yeah, what'd you do, Ricky? What'd your ancestors do to help the slaves?
1,939 soldiers died.
We worked to undermine slavery.
Simple box trap. Well, there she is, boy, all set. Now, where did that boy go?
I'm on your ass, brother.
Looks like the boy genius is trying to show me up. See, what are you trying to do, boy? Build a better trap than mine? Well, you'll never catch nothing in that contraption. The principle's all wrong. Look, I can step in it. Nothing happens. I can make off with a bait.
That hurts. You can't see what's happening, but it hurts.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Hey, boy.
That don't hurt me. Nothing
not anymore of those long-haired books.
What you got to say about that?
Well, the more I hurt, the less I feel the pain. That's why.
Yeah, we don't even know what you're talking
simple.
About.
That's something you can learn from, Will.
That's right. You take a lesson from him, boy.
Yeah. Well, you see, there are people after me. You know why? Because I stand up against tyranny. What do you actually stand up for? I listen to your show, Will. Your show incoherent. Your show disturbing. There's a lot of people out there who think your show sucks.
Well, whoopee-doo. Thanks for the call tonight. I've had about enough. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
Well, now that I know that he's listening, I'll say hi to him. Why doesn't he? I always say, hey, you can call in on the LRN call-in line, and he never calls.
That's a great point. Yeah, he could totally call in.
Yeah.
There you go, Ricky. You've been invited now to call into Weird Show.
I have awesome guests. I mean, we had the developers for Vertcoin on this week, and they talked about the decentralization of mining.
Then he truly have you one-on-one. I guess yeah. Tom and Aria are there, too.
So. Yeah, yeah. We have Tom and Aria. Yeah. They're really great. So
check out the Call to Freedom. It is for now on Sunday nights at LRN.FM at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can listen to Will's show at that time, although it is expected to break out into a weekday program early in 2018. So we'll inform you as we know more about that timetable. So let's get back into the whole video game currency discussion. I'd already we talked about the Bitcoin aspect of people being arrested for selling Bitcoin online, and that kind of sparked your interest in Battlefront 2, Jonathan.
Well, this is it's a news story going on about, you know, these types of
It's Star Wars
economies
week.
And games.
This is the big week for Star Wars, right? The movie is coming out this week, so the game just hits PS4 360, I imagine.
Right.
So what's going on?
Well, not 360, but Xbox One.
Oh, is that what it's called now?
Yeah,
Xbox One.
Yep.
It's easy to follow the PlayStations because they just add a number on there.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Whereas Microsoft has never had it.
Nope.
Just trying to confuse people. They're like, we're going to go from Windows 8 set or 7, 8, X. What? Right. You know, like, what are we going to do?
Xbox One, Xbox... What was it, 360? Oh, no, it's the other way around. Xbox 360, then Xbox.
So, like, Windows 3.1, Windows XP, Vista. What?
Windows Me. You forgot Windows Me.
Windows Me.
Right.
Windows 98.
Yeah.
XP.
And then they're just going to jump 10, right? When they go to 10. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So, what's going on with Battlefront? This is a very popular game. This is a beautiful game. I've seen it played online, and... Just, it's stunning.
Well, Battlefront 2 is unbelievable. Actually, they did some demos, too, with the first one where they had, like, somebody turned on some weird texture mapping, and it looked like
a movie.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. So the second one just looks even better, and it's pretty amazing. But the company behind the game...
LucasArts?
EA probably more likely, you know, Electronic Arts, because they're known to be terrible in every game that they touch, has basically set off a money-spinning part of it after an outcry has turned off a money-spinning part of its game in Star Wars.
Money-spin?
That's what they're saying, money-spinning.
All right, I'm guessing they're going to tell us what that means here in a moment, because I got to say, there's some of these new game things that they're doing. As somebody who's been around gaming for a long time, I'm not a big fan of them.
Well, there's an outcry from angry fans
now. We'll get into that coming up here. What are fans mad about with the new Star Wars video game and, of course, the Star Wars movie right around the corner? Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to join us. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.